At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Svetlana Lakova, an historian of Russian espionage, sabotage, bad actors 100 years ago, dispatched by Stalin to steal what they could, to learn what they could of the American aeronautical industry. That was then. She's also the author of Spygate Exposed, about her part, that is, her victimization of the Russiagate bad actors who are now either in the news or out of the news. We can't tell, which is why we're being very careful about the circumstantial indications from Newsweek a week ago, from the New York Times today, within these days, that the FBI's visit to Mar-a-Lago was about, in some part, Russiagate documents. And the Times does us the favor of summarizing what might be in the secret material now in the possession of the Department of Justice. Foreign surveillance collected under court orders. Svetlana has explicated that. Electronic eavesdropping on communications. We're going to leave that aside because that'll come back. But it's already been discussed about the trial, the first trial that was held about an attorney who went to the FBI and other bad acting by the Clinton campaign and conjoined with the surveillance techniques of modern law enforcement. However, we're going to concentrate on the big one, information from human sources, spies. I could go on and talk about how the reports are emphasizing this compromises CIA, this compromises spies. They're at risk. We don't know how much damage was done. Well, Svetlana, I have a document that you made available to me from John Solomon. And we've talked about this before, but I want to emphasize what's in this document and ask you, is this about spies? It's entitled Federal Bureau of Investigation Electronic Communication. It's dated 10/25/2016. So, October, right before the election of 2016. It's approved by Joe Pienka. It's written by Stephen Soma. These are all FBI agents who were involved in Crossfire Hurricane, the larger investigation of a great number of people, including General Michael Flynn and the Trump the Trump campaign, then the Trump interim when the president-elect, and then the Trump campaign, the Trump presidency. But this document, at some point, comes to Svetlana's name. And Svetlana is identified by name. She's not her name is not redacted. However, something called a CHS is redacted constantly, reporting on Svetlana's activities at a dinner held in Cambridge University in 2014, attended by Michael Flynn and other dignitaries of Cambridge University. Now, Svetlana, this document, this does describe the actions of a spy, correct? That's what a CHS can be. It's not my word. It's what the New York Times adds to its information from human sources. 1M-spies. Does it, in your opinion, could that apply to this document that you made available to me?
I think it could, because when we talk of Spygate, you know, the famous phrase that Donald Trump used, where he said there's a spy. There's somebody who FBI sent to spy on my campaign. And this is the biggest, what did he say? He said it was the biggest scandal in American political history, that the FBI inserted a spy and he was spying on the campaign. And that spy was doing it for political partisan reasons. So that's where the phrase Spygate comes from, as we came to know that. And so absolutely, you both from what you can see from the documents and from how Donald Trump himself described it and other people have described it, the CHS, the confidential human source in question, was absolutely the spy who spied on Donald Trump and his people.
Right. I'll read the part where Svetlana is mentioned, because it's always important to have this. When you stare at this document and see your name, it's strange. When Svetlana sent it to me, I looked at it again and again, and I thought, there it is. This is the thing itself. This describes that dinner, correct, Svetlana? That's what this describes.
It describes something. It's something that it describes an event that happened, which was a dinner when General Michael Flynn, at that point working for the Obama administration, came to Cambridge. And then it is using the grain of truth, which in fact there was a dinner in Cambridge, that's true. And then it's applying a whole load of lies on top to make it look real, but also to make it very dangerous for some people on the Trump campaign and later in the administration.
However, I'm just surrounding what we don't have for certainty, that the CHS, who gives this information about you at the dinner, linking you to Russian intrigue, that CHS is a spy. I know that's not articulate, but it's the way the New York Times is using the word, so I'm just trying to figure if the summary of those documents includes CHSs that we can call spies. What is your opinion?
Well, correct, because we even know from the description in the warrant, so you remember that by warrant, I mean, of course, the affidavit bit of it, is that they've actually helpfully, having reduced about 90% of it, they've included the couple of things that they said alarmed them, and the first bit we already discussed, which is FISA, allegedly Trump had in his possession at Mar-a-Lago documents related to foreign intelligence surveillance warrants, and we know that there were problematic FISA warrants that were obtained by the FBI against Donald Trump. And then the second bit that they describe as something they were concerned about is human intelligence. So they actually say in the warrant that they possessed, you know, got hold of some documents which contained documents derived from clandestine human sources, commonly referred as human intelligence. And so here we have confidential human source, and in the affidavit we have human intelligence, and in the New York Times article we have spies. And I think the three things, they are all linked, which is that there were electronic documents which were, as we know, illegally obtained with Russiagate. And then there was human intelligence, which there were human sources or spies that were inserted and were around Trump campaign or in the Trump campaign. And they also helped to obtain the FISA. In case of myself, we know that Stephen Halper, so we know they only had two human sources within the Russia investigation, so-called, you know, the Crossfire Hurricane. And we know that from the report of the Inspector General for the Department of Justice, because he outlined the only two confidential human sources he had. One of them is Christopher Steele, and another one is, he called him human source two, and they only had two. And you could see from the information around it that it definitely is Stephen Halper, because he targets Carter Page, he targets Michael Flynn, he targets John Papadopoulos, he targets Stephen Miller, Sam Clovis, Spencer Sessions.
Is this Stephen Halper? I'm going to read Crossfire Razor from one of the documents. The CHS relayed an incident witnessed when Crossfire Razor, that's Michael Flynn, spoke at blank. The CHS was unsure of the date, but noted that CR confidential, CR is
Crossfire Razor.
Crossfire Razor was still Flynn. That Flynn was still in his position with the USIC. He was head of the DIA. The CHS told the team that after Flynn spoke and socialized at dinner and over drinks, X blanked out, got CR a cab to take Flynn to the train station to bring him to London. The CHS, Alper, stated that a woman, and your name, you're not blanked out, Svetlana Lakova, spelled it right, all caps, surprised everyone and got into CR's cab, into Flynn's cab, and joined Flynn on the train ride to London. It then goes on to say, the CHS, Halper, recalled that Lakova latched, in quotes, onto Flynn when he was at the X, Cambridge. The CHS...
Redacted.
Yes, redacted. The Halper stated that he is somewhat suspicious of Lakova, as she has been affiliated with several prominent members of blank, Cambridge. The Halper believes that Lakova's father may be a Russian oligarch living in London. Halper could not provide further information on Flynn and Lakova's trip. That's all quoted in an FBI document that's part of this record of Russiagate that we know as a hoax. Now, this document...
And then, sorry to interrupt. And then go three pages down. Let's have a look. And you can see that they come back to him the next day. So this is Crossfire Razor. And you go, so you're on page four now, and you go one, two, three, four pages down. And it says that Halper was asked, so they come back to see him the next day. They said Halper, the CHS, was asked to recall the incident that he spoke about the previous day. Did you find it?
Yes. The team. Yeah.
And the team asked, and this is also very important, the team asked, the team being the Crossfire Hurricane team. So this is Steven Sommer and Pienka and that whole motley crew. If Halper recalled how Flynn was invited to Redacted Cambridge Intelligence Seminar. And by the way, it's very important to say that Cambridge is still Redacted because they're trying to make it look like it's some sort of important thing.
It was a campus dinner. That's what it was. The campus dinner.
Right. Oh, yes. Right. But they're Redacting it because A, they don't want to upset the British. And secondly, they're trying to make it look like there was some sort of very important program. This Cambridge seminar is like really important to national security. We can't name it. Right. Halper believed that the invite was most likely sent out to Flynn by another member of the committee who shared responsibility of inviting speakers. So again, he's revealing the fact that he's part of the people who actually invited Flynn, right? So he's making it look like, well, he doesn't really know how Flynn got invited to this thing, but actually he does know because I have all the emails and he's copied on the emails inviting General Flynn, who at that point was the head of the DIA for Obama, Defense Intelligence Agency. Halper stated that he could contact someone on the committee, this is Intelligence Cambridge Committee, and inquire how Flynn was invited. Actually, he didn't need to do that because he knew, because he was copied on the emails. Halper was asked if he recalled if Flynn was alone during the presentation at Redacted, but it would be Cambridge Intelligence Seminar, or if Flynn was joined by a staff officer. Halper did not remember another officer with Flynn, but said that there was a representative from Flynn's organization there, from a local military base. Halper did not clarify to the team that Svetlana Halper did clarify to the team, this is Crossfire Hurricane team, that Svetlana Lakova goes into the cab with Flynn at Redacted IE Cambridge and then join Flynn on the train to London. Now, the only problem in this is Halper wasn't actually at the dinner and he now actually admitted that. So here he's saying there's official FBI documents that he witnessed this incident, but in fact, he wasn't at the dinner.
We're going to slow down here and say, does all this, Halper, we've been reading CHS's Halper, does all this describe a spy, Halper?
Yep.
And in your education of espionage, is all this consistent with how spying works? You pass on reports to your control agents. In this instance, we believe Halper is being paid, but in any event. Now, you knew Halper before these events. You knew him for a long time because he was presented to you as a professor at Cambridge University, correct?
Correct.
And did anyone at Cambridge University, when you were first introduced to him or knew who he was, I think at one point he attended one of your presentations, did anyone tell you that he was a spy for the FBI and the CIA? Did anybody have that rumor?
Nobody told me that he was the spy for the FBI, but everyone knew that he was somehow connected with the CIA. And specifically, there was a man called Bill Foster, who was another person, another American within the group, who said that Stephen Halper is somehow in Cambridge, you know, somehow connected with the CIA. But there wasn't explicit acknowledgement that he somehow was active as a CIA person. It was more that whispers that he's some kind of sort of, you know, former current CIA guy, but nothing to do with FBI.
All right, we're going to leave it right here. That's all we've got now. Circumstantial information that the documents at Russiagate that the FBI was eager to possess and has now touch upon all these events. This is not fresh. These documents are available. They're online. They've been online for more than a year. This information does not describe anything real. It's a hoax. It's a campaign trick from 2016. And all of the excitement about Mar-a-Lago, is it about this? We don't know. We'll keep eye. Svetlana Lakova, The Spy Who Changed History, about 100 years ago in Stalin, Spygate Exposed about just a few years ago, and Trump. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.